Blog Talk Radio.
Doing. This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link here on Block Talk Radio. How you doing?
We're doing good. We're trying to get some things crossed and that kind of thing. And right now we're out having some difficulties with the technology here of actually being able to do a switch for. So we're just going to sit here and actually give us a nice little message out. And actually with the situation of the timing and that kind of stuff, which was also not correct either, where we were supposed to do an hour show instead of a 30-minute show. So the ideal situation, which is to go over some topics and that kind of thing of certain meditations, to focus on manifesting the things that you're looking for. We were talking about this before with the column that I have in Bella Spree Magazine, where I give spiritual insights to relationships of actually trying to help everyone come up with the list that everybody's looking for to create, so they can also create the relationship that they want. And I'll run across this meditation, and the meditation goes something like this. Today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within into this magnificent self, and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all of my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. I look at my family unit, and I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. I'm thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love. Thank you, thank you, and thank you, and thank you. It's always good to say thank you. I say thank you quite a bit in this book and my journal. And it's one of those things of looking at things like this on every day, to say to yourself, as you're putting the energy out to the world, of saying, today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I always see the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. And the ideal, the situation of realizing the reflection that you give is the relationship, is also the reflection you see. So it's the idea of looking past the illusion of what people present to you as in who they think they are, and that kind of thing, and with actions, and actually going a little bit deeper than that, and actually seeing them for who they are. Look at the essence of a person. That's what they're saying. Go deep within. When you go deep within a person and look past the illusion, you start seeing the essence of who that person is, which is a naturally loving person. So therefore, you see that reflection back at yourself, because that's what you are too as well, a natural loving person. So when we put it out there, unconditional love starts with you, doesn't it? And then we sit here and look at the situation of things putting out there. I love the completeness, I am, which we know the I am is God, and the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. The selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality, which is the truth. And we always say when you follow your heart, it eliminates the mind, which actually helps you not just to feel it, but you also see it. You see the truth. You feel the truth. You know what's up. It's the idea of love itself. And when you tap into people, you can tell them if they are the one or not the one, or someone you want to associate with at the time because of what level they're on. Okay, you look within to this magnificent self, which is you, and you say to yourself, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And see, if you can say that to yourself, realistically, if you can say to yourself, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength, then it's always easier to say it to somebody else. Now, in the process of talking about relationship counseling, the biggest thing we see out here today is men really have a hard time. I don't know if I'm ready for this relationship or not. And you just want to smack him, don't you? Because you know for a fact in the ideal and the words of manifestation, what's going on between the two of you, of even meeting each other and crossing each other's path, had to happen. The only way it could happen is if you both really wanted it. Okay, so sometimes in a situation in relationships, to see that essence of who that person is and what they really want and the truth, that you could actually be so bold to sit there and look them in the face and say, snap out of it, dude. You want this as much as I do, but you're just making excuses to keep yourself from where you really want to be at. You know, can you have the strength to actually say it to one person? If you sit there and do the work and you sit there and say to yourself, today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. See, in the process of even doing that and making that statement, when you say, today I send love to this world, you are in this world too. So in the process of sending love out to others, it's going to come back to you in the process of you giving love to yourself. So therefore, you've not just unconditionally loved the world and the people in it, you also unconditionally love yourself. And when you unconditionally love yourself, what happens? You can say to yourself, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And don't be surprised if someone comes in your life that can do the same thing, that when you meet that person, you surprise yourself because this is what you want to say to them, even on the first meeting. You know, people sit there and say, you know, follow your heart, but bring your brain with you. No, you don't have to bring your brain with you. Because it doesn't go anywhere. It's always been a part of you, as much as your heart and your soul and the essence of who you are and the connection that you have with God. It's always been there. It's not gone anywhere. So in the process of following your heart, the brain, or as I call the mind, will be spiritually illuminated. When you spiritually illuminate the mind, what happens? It doesn't have to follow the heart. Or don't forget to bring it with you, because it'll automatically go with you, because they both work and work as one. You have a mental equivalence that goes along with how your heart feels, so therefore they both work together. Okay, and then you go on and say, and I love my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one, because it's the idea of realizing that we all want to be with somebody, and we love hanging out with people, and we love having these great encounters. But more likely, we don't have these great encounters, unless we have the same encounter with ourselves of loving ourselves unconditionally. This is very important. When you love yourself unconditionally, so do you love the world unconditionally. It's one of those things of overflowing love. The cup runneth over and spills out into the world of everyone you touch as you go through your life and your life's journey. It's the way it works. So when you sit and put these things together, it makes perfect sense of how these things are going to fall into place and how things are going to happen. And they all happen spontaneously. As long as we take ourselves out of this equation that people want to put down there, science and all that kind of stuff, of how they try to figure everything out, you know? You know, you'll hear doctors talking about this chemical reaction that we have within ourselves, which creates that feeling of love. Personally, I think it happens way before that chemical kicks in, and I think what really stimulates that chemical is the idea of the spiritual reaction that happens within you of following your heart. So, you know, it's like everybody's always looking for something to make them to justify, to look for the essence of this, that, and the other. And you're like, why do you need to do those things? Because it seems like it's just too much work, doesn't it? And that's just the idea of spontaneously flowing with life. And when we spontaneously go with the flow, we're actually able to enjoy life, okay? We can sit and see our neighbors for who they are and what's going on, that kind of stuff. And when we see a neighbor who's acting out, shouldn't we also look at ourselves and see what that person reflects about ourselves? You know, if a person's attacking you and those kind of things and that stuff and everything else in itself, I've always noticed one thing, that if you feed into these things, they just get worse because you're putting energy into them. It's always when you ignore them, they have a tendency to stop like a child. And that's the whole thing, looking at situations and rising above it and realizing just that and saying to yourself, unconditionally, I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. So isn't that neighbor actually acting out like a child would to get attention? So then we start looking at these situations in a different way, don't we? So let's just give the guy, give him love him freely, and that love returns to you in bountiful measure, where that person would also open up to you as well. Because, you know, you're feeding into him when he should be actually feeding into you, because you're more in the positive way, as long as you maintain and stay that way. So you can sort of look at the situation of saying, just like that, I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measures. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. You have to have all these equations all working together, don't you? I am worthy of love. You have to sit there and say that to yourself. But in the process of actually working on yourself, saying unconditional love, I need to unconditionally love myself. If you find yourself in a situation where you're asking, complaining because a person is not loving you enough or not treating you in a fair way and that kind of stuff, it's just reflecting back to you that you haven't loved yourself enough today and that you're not being fair to yourself. Okay, so then you have to sit there and tell yourself this. It's like a nice affirmation, isn't it? I am worthy of love. I'm being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. Just open up. I look at my family unit, and I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. These are things of putting it out there as affirmations, too. This is a meditation of focusing on obtaining these things and those relationships within your family. And if you're not getting that, I think we have to separate ourselves from those situations in favor of what we're trying to accomplish. And I think if we do that, you know, walk away from the situation in favor of you and respect for yourself, that I think that when people see what you're doing, I think they'll come around and they'll start giving you that respect that you deserve and start trying to and stop trying to control your life and stop thinking and try to do it the way they think you should do it. And then they start standing back and respecting you, allowing you to make the decisions for your own life and leaving everything alone. You know, parents have a bad habit of doing that, where they want to sit there and they think their kids should do certain things because they're talented and that kind of stuff. And then if those children are actually of age over 18, actually what you're doing is you're being disrespectful to those children, because you're not allowing them to basically go out and do what you did, make decisions accordingly, what they want to do with their lives, what course, what direction they need to go in. That's where we come in with the situation of teaching our kids. We can teach them everything they need to do so they can make decisions for themselves. See what the problem is? To make decisions for themselves, not to make decisions for them. We've seen this time and time again where children go out into the world and don't know where to go because the parents were constantly telling them what direction they need to go into. So they wasn't really loving themselves. It's almost like they were trying to make up for their own mistakes and things that they missed out on, that they were going to relive those things to their children, which is a very disrespectful thing to do, when actually those parents should look at one thing, is the idea of letting that child go out and make their own decisions to do exactly what they feel they should do and what direction they're supposed to go in, to listen to their own guidance. Because at that moment, when you look at your children, and you're trying to do that, relive and redo what the reflection is of that child saying, no, I'm going to do it my way, is pointing back at you the same way, isn't it? Saying, you need to go out there and do these things because it's not too late. As long as there's a breath in your lungs, you can go out and accomplish these things still. We have people that are still going to college in their 60s because that's what they feel like they need to do. They take the necessary steps, okay? They don't go out there to catch themselves. Ooh, I'm trying to control my kid's life for one reason. It's because I didn't do those things that I should have done, so therefore I'm going to relive those things to my children. And then they start realizing, oh, I can do it on my own. Okay, and then we sit here and take a step back, and they start thinking of all the people they know they can still interact with, okay? And they have this thing about harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. It's just the idea of realizing the ideal of having that kind of existence between you and your kids. The only way you're going to do that is harmlessness and harmony, is to realize that you have the right to infringe on their decisions and what they're going to do. You know, like if you're out there, you're going to condemn, you know, like your kid that is doing certain things that you don't think is appropriate. You can have them committed. You can have them all kinds of stuff. But one day you're going to have to sit down and you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to realize it's time to let go. You know, the reflections that your children bring to you, a lot of times they do reflect back to you the things that you know you should have done, the decisions you should have followed through with, and that kind of stuff. But you know something? Give your kids a chance to go out there and do that thing on their own so they won't repeat the same pattern that you did. Okay? So you look at your family unit. I see only expressions of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. Okay, you're a member of the family too, so you have to have respect for yourself and realize what you're doing. Then we take it one step further and say, I'm thankful for my friends. And I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. The one key on that whole thing is a mutual understanding at the end. A mutual understanding. And what that means is if you have friends who we talk about deepening in love, joy, that friends who love you, who have a joy of being with you, who contribute to your happiness. The mutual understanding means the ideal seeing, maybe not eye to eye, but a mutual understanding that you need to make a decision to do what you want to, that you're just looking for a friend to be supportive. You're not looking for a friend to make the decision for you. And in some sense, they don't have the right to make that decision for you. But we see so many times with friendships, people surrounding you and saying, oh, you know, that guy might be a serial killer. He might be, you know, he might be this, 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 and this, this. All that person's doing is reinforcing fear. Is that really contributing to your happiness? I don't think so. How could it be contributing to your happiness? When it makes you think, it makes you worry, it makes you look, it makes you doubt the person that you're with, which in truth is making you doubt yourself. And if a friend makes you doubt yourself, shouldn't you doubt that friend if they're actually there for you in your best interest? Or is it some kind of jealousy or something more to it? Because, you know, when you sit there and see fearful things being brought back up and that kind of stuff, you have to ask yourself that question. You really do. You have to look at the situation and say, okay, does this person really love me? Is this really a joyful relationship? Do we really have a mutual understanding here? Because this person's going to get mad at me. And I've seen this so many times where people say, well, I can't do certain things because this person will get hurt, or this person will do this and that kind of. When you don't realize what you're doing at that moment is you're just not living your life. You're living your life according to everybody else and what they think you should do. And we've heard the term, take back your power. That's what it means. You've given your power to everybody, that they're in charge of your happiness. And there you are worrying, confused, and don't know what you should do. Because well, one thing is, you're allowing everybody else to make those decisions for you. So you take back your power and start making decisions for yourself on what you think you should be doing. And I guarantee you'll start seeing a difference in the whole situation of all these relationships. And don't be surprised if you have a lot of friends who fall to the wayside. Do I? Because what the universe is pointing out to you are who your true friends are and who your true friends are not. You know, that's what we're trying to do. When we sit here and say, follow your heart, the mind will be stimulated, spiritually stimulated to see the truth. So you'll start seeing people for who they are. And then you'll start understanding why you need to make that mutual, that decision with people who are not mutually understanding, who want to sit there and get mad at you because you don't listen to them. Not realizing you're not, maybe it's like the idea of realizing you are listening to them. You're taking all the advice into the situation, and then you take the time with what you've learned and what you've been told and the advice you've taken and gotten to make a decision for yourself and what you think you should do. I think it's an injustice for a friend to get mad at you because you didn't follow them per se. Not realizing how could you? You're living your own life, not theirs. And they're not living yours either. They're living theirs. And then all of a sudden what you got going on is a mutual understanding or an understanding that this person is not there for your best interests. And then you take it one step further. And after you've sit there and basically balanced all the other relationships in your life, but it makes it easier, doesn't it? To find that person that's going to love you unconditionally because you've been doing that the whole time. You've also taken the time to clear out all this clutter in your life that you didn't need, that wasn't contributing to your happiness. So guess what's going to happen is, in the process of doing all that kind of work and loving yourself unconditionally, you're going to attract a person to do that, which is what it means in the next one. I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share. That's you. Okay? And it's also that significant other, as soulmate, twin flame. Because what it says is, I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share. There's a someone with overflowing love to share. There's a person out there that's going to unconditionally love you and share it with you. The first person is you. Then you take it one step further, as who says right at this moment is being attracted to the love you have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy, which means the ideal of two people on the same page. Two people that have a mutual understanding who also are in the process of mutual understanding, not just, it's almost like having a mutual understanding with your neighbor. It's that mutual understanding and love that you have for all the people you know, your family, your friends. Because when you really realistically look at a person who's in your life in a relationship, and what you're really looking for is someone to love, to unconditionally love you. Because in the truest sense of relationships of family and friends, the best relationships that you have are the ones who do that, who just unconditionally love you and give you the respect to be who you are. So that's what you're looking for. So what you're going to do in the last part here is where it says, I know there's a special someone out there with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. You're just attracting who you are. In the process of what we always say, be yourself, be who you are, be yourself. Because if you're already attached to that person and your two hearts are connected just as that way, then by you being yourself, that other person will be themselves and there will be no lack of limitations, no blocks between the two of you. And guess what happens? I'm telling you, man. You are going to be together so quick, it'll make your head spin. And all you had to do was basically really be yourself. So you say, united as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. So everything, see, the one thing is I'll keep people apart too. I've always noticed that, will he be a good-looking guy? Will we have great sex? Will it be a great relationship? You sit there going, man, you're worrying too much, my friend. You know, if you're doing the work on yourself and you know who you are, you'll know who that person is when they enter your life because you've attracted them by just being on the same level, right? We all say that with the law of attraction, right? Be on a certain vibration. Being on a certain vibration. Being on a certain vibration, we have attracted this person to our lives. So what is there to worry about? If you start getting those kind of worries, I think you need to continue to go within yourself to face those fears. To sit there and say, yes, you are deserving of a relationship. You are deserving of great love, of a big love. And you deserve to have a successful relationship. You deserve to be loved unconditionally. You deserve all those things because that's what it was in the beginning. That is your divine birthright. So therefore, stop worrying. Take those things out of the equation and realize that's the only thing it is. Okay? And then say to yourself, love is everything. Oh, how I love love. Love is everything. That's how everything works. It's always that one component of love in between everything and anything. They always see people who love their jobs. Their jobs work. The people who love unconditionally within their relationships, it works. The people who love their family, no matter how screwed up they are, it works. They don't feed into the idea of what people say or not, because they know for a fact that people are going to say what they're going to say no matter what you do or don't do. So therefore, it doesn't interfere with what they know they must do, how they should live their lives. So they just keep going. And you'll see how these things work out and that kind of stuff like that. So you can actually look at other meditations and just go right into them and say, hey, you know, my conscious awareness of the divine presence within me as my supply is my supply. I am now consciously aware of this indwelling fountain of overflowing abundance, which is love. Therefore, I am abundant supply. My consciousness is the very energy of money. I am the spirit of money, and I am the spirit of infinite plenty, individualized. I am boundless abundance, and with love in my heart, I let the universal riches stream forth into perfect manifestation. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flow to me. Now, I am wonderfully rich in consciousness. I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I see my bank account always filled with an all sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus. I see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all, according to the guidance of spirit. I happily see every bill paid now. I joyfully see every obligation met now. With great delight, I see the abundance continuing to flow to me. I am a divine magnet for money, and as I lovingly receive it, I lovingly use it with great wisdom. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So when you sit here and look at the situation we're looking at here, that's what you see too. Love again. Also, we want to sit there and say, if you actually want to get a private reading with me or life coaching or relationship counseling, just give me a call at 740-601-9835 or contact me through my website, which I'll get back with you as quick as possible. Usually it's right after you even leave the message. I'll be back with you. I'm always intuitionally connected. The website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, that number is 740-601-9835, and the website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have some really great rates for the people who call this show, and if you give us a call for a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33. For a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22, and for a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. For a one-card angel reading, it's $9.99. For a 90-minute to 2-hour session where you can actually do life coaching and past life regressions and that kind of thing, and also get yourself an angel card reading too as well, those 90-minute to 2-hour sessions are only $77.77. And the reason we say that, we're having a special for the month of March, because usually for a 60-minute reading, it's actually $125. For a 40-minute session, it's $75. And for a 20-minute session, it's $55. And for a one-card angel reading, which usually lasts about 15, 20 minutes, that's a $35 value. And for the 90-minute, 2-hour sessions, they're actually $135. And very well worth the whole thing, because when you get in one of these sessions, I guarantee you it would be one of the best readings you've ever had. And we love to throw ourselves completely into these readings to make sure you get exactly what you need, not just the answers, not just the guidance, but also the directions and those kind of things. So give us a call at 740-601-9835. Website's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Plus, we also are looking for sponsorships. You'll use the same number and call us if you'd like to be a sponsor for the show. We do have a sponsor. His name is Richard Belenga. He has a website called divinebodywash.com. Go check it out. It's great, because he's saying right now, for our listeners, anybody who donates $25, he will give you a bottle a body wash for free. For a $35 or more donation, he will give you also a bottle of body mist. So check it out, divinebodywash.com. And Richard usually on the show and stuff like that, but I guarantee you go to the website, it'll give you all the information you need. He also makes these body washes to your specifications. That's a very spiritual connection of actually working with you in your spiritual quest as well. So check it out, divinebodywash.com. Our listeners, people who donate $25, you get a bottle of body wash. You donate $35 or more, you also get body mist. I also want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for all the people who are supportive and all the people who donated to the show and all the people that we've worked with and that kind of stuff. Just thank you for everybody who's ever called this show. And like I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. And we'll see you Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern time for an hour of more readings and more spiritual insights. Thank you, and have a good one. This thing could drive you up the freaking... Hello?